The Carnegie International is Pittsburgh's biggest and most prestigious art exhibit this year, featuring work by 32 cutting-edge artists from around the world. The show closes next week, and 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll asked some local art aficionados to each talk about a favorite piece.
In the Carnegie Museum of Art's second floor galleries, one of the first things you'll see are paintings by Lynette Iyadam Boakye. These 13 oil paintings, all life-size portraits, won the International's Carnegie Prize. They also impressed Thomas Agnew.
I love this piece. This piece is super nice.
Agnew is a graphic designer who co-owns art collective Boom Concepts. He's looking at No Need of Speech, which depicts two young men crouching and regarding each other deeply.
But it seems like they, you know, share a relationship of some kind, whether they're friends, family, collaborators, you know, they have, like, you can see the expressions on their face. It shows like a real cool emotion, you know, like a look of understanding.
Iyadam Boakye is a British artist whose parents are from Ghana. Her portraits all depict imaginary people, and there's little to identify who or where they are. But the paintings are full of personality. To Agnew, they feel intimate.
Like, I have friends who look exactly like this photo, and it's like, man, I feel like I've been here before. I mean, that's the same with a lot of these pieces. It's like you feel like you've been here before.
Another work in the International is staged in the Hall of Miniatures, where for 50 years the museum has displayed a series of glassed-in, dollhouse-like recreations of rooms in homes owned by philanthropist Sarah Mellon Scaife. British artist Jeremy Deller has placed in three rooms tiny video monitors like TVs, each screening historical reenactments of 18th century battles.
So the rooms are really romanticizing this era.
Artist and cultural producer Casey Droege says the piece, titled Breaking News for Peter Watkins, is social commentary.
The TVs are a nice little intervention that starts to look at how we take in news today and this sort of the fact that we have this, like, you know, 24-hour news cycle, and it's just constant images of, you know, our political landscape and our social landscape.
Droege notes that breaking news first appeared at the museum in 2004 when it commented on the then recent U.S. invasion of Iraq.
I think it's just like a nice juxtaposition to look at this tiny little piece and then be able to kind of zoom out and think about context of how we see these contemporary artworks in the middle of this political landscape.
Elsewhere at the International, the Senegalese curator Koyo Kuo has filled a gallery with carefully chosen artworks and artifacts from the Carnegie Museums of Art and Natural History.
So here's the Dig Where You Stand, the exhibition within an exhibition.
Janera Solomon is executive director of the Kelly Strayhorn Theater in East Liberty. She notes two objects, a huge, iconic painting of Andrew Carnegie by Andy Warhol, and, nearby under glass, the taxidermied corpse of a bald eagle killed at the Battle of Gettysburg.
It just raises some questions about who gets to tell stories and which stories are told and which stories are valuable and which ones aren't.
Curator Kuo explores colonialism, industry, global trade, and art itself. A 1950s photo of Queen Elizabeth hangs near historical sculptures from Africa, and a provocative paper cutout artwork exploring the legacy of slavery by American artist Kara Walker. Solomon admires a large photograph by artist Micheline Thompson depicting three black women in a pose referencing a famous painting by Manet.
But again, it's kind of this connectivity between race and contemporaneity and what it means for ideas to be exchanged and culture to be exchanged. And it's powerful. It's beautiful.
Dig Where You Stand asks visitors to make a lot of connections between seemingly unrelated objects. But Solomon says its basic purpose is simple.
There's history. There's history before us. And the more we dig, in quotes, and understand what's before us, the more we'll understand ourselves.
The 57th Carnegie International closes March 25th. I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.
The Carnegie Museums provide funding to WESA.